And I'd like to welcome to the podium this morning, he's no stranger again, Pastor John. Pastor John Hannah.
Praise Him. Good morning, Nigeria. I am still on 10 from last night. I have not slept, so pray for me. I'm still on Chicago's time, so which is crazy, right? Chi-town, right? But today we're going to have a prayer meeting. How many of y'all know that you have to always pray? Always pray. You can be seated. If you take notes, this would be a really good time to take some notes. We just assume that you know how to pray. But even the disciple says, Lord, teach us how to pray. One of the scriptures I want to give you is, and you need to understand this, some things you won't receive until you pray. If you don't pray, you won't get it. Watch me. You cannot go and ask someone to pray for you in regards to some things. He's literally waiting on you to come to him because you have access. The moment that he died, the veil was rent from top to bottom, which means that you can now come boldly to the throne and ask your Father for what you need. If you look at the screen in Luke 11 and 9, he says, so I say to you, ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. I'm going to need you to knock on the door and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door is open. He is literally waiting on you to ask him. So I wrote a book, and it was released last year, and it's entitled Just Pray. And it's on Amazon. When the disciples asked the question, Lord, teach us how to pray, he didn't mean that every time you pray, pray our Father which art in heaven. He gave them the format of prayer. If you look at the screen, we can show you the format. It's basically A-C-T-S and then I. I call it Acts 1. A-C-T-S and then I. The A stands for adoration. The A stands for adoration. When you come to God, you just don't come and say, give me, give me, give me, give me. Adoration is when you adore him. You build up your vocabulary in your words of adoration. What do you mean? We honor you. You are Lord. You are King. You are mighty. You are wonderful. You are just. You are excellent. You are holy. You're the lover of my soul. You're the beat of my heart. You're the smile on my face. You're the one that I lift. I exalt. You're the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the great I am. And I give you glory and I give you honor and I magnify you. You're my mother, my father. You're my best friend. You're all that I have, I need, and I want. The more that you begin to adore him, watch me, it literally begins to pull the throne in your direction. Your words of adoration. Confession is clear the atmosphere, clear the room. God, everything I've said, everything I've done, I need you to forgive me. I repent of it. I want nothing to stop me from having fellowship and relationship with you. Literally confess it. Then after you confess it, let's thank him. Before you ask him for anything, let's thank him for what he's already done. Can I thank you for the activities of my limb? Can I thank you for the blessings that you've given me? Can I thank you that you saved me, delivered me out of the hand of the enemy? Can I thank you that the weapon that was formed against me did not prosper? Can I thank you that I have a roof over my head, clothes on my back? Can I thank you that my children are taken care of? Can I thank you that you go ahead of me? Can I thank you that you are always, you have so much to be thankful for? Everyone, let's just take 10 seconds right here. Don't ask for anything, but just open your mouth and begin to thank him for what he's already done. Come on, thank him for what he's already done. Thank him for what he's already done. So you've adored him. You've cleared the room. You've confessed. You've thanked. Now, S, now tell me what you want. Now tell me your supplication. Give me the list of things that you need me to do for you. And don't just ask me, believe that I am able to do it. He that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And don't just ask me for little stuff. Ask me for things that are beyond your imagination. Stretch your God. Some of y'all are asking God to do some things that you could do. Why would he do what you can do when he only wants to do what you can't do? Because then it will be a miracle, a sign, and a wonder. So you literally give him your petition. That is your supplication. Words of adoration, confession, thanks, supplication. Ready? Intercession. Intercession is when you pray for someone else. And many of you, you need to know the seat of the intercessor. If you go to the airport, watch me, there are three seats. Most people run to the window seat so that they can lean. Others run to the aisle seat so that they can stretch. No one wants to sit in the middle seat because it is the most uncomfortable seat. And that is the seat of the intercessor. The intercessor, watch me, sits between a person and God. And the intercessor can turn to God and say, God, do me a favor and bless the one that's next to me. An intercessor cannot be selfish. And for many of you all, God is calling you to the seat of the intercessor. Some of you all, this is why you don't sleep at night. He wakes you up in the midnight hour. He wakes you up at night. Watch me. Not to go on Facebook, not to go on Instagram. He's waking you up. He's calling you like he called Samuel. Samuel! And you need to say, speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. Hear me clearly. Some people will not get what God has for them until you pray for them. Because you are the intercessor. Do me a favor. Let's make, watch me. You cannot be a prayer warrior and be selfish. Do me a favor. Can you just nudge your neighbor and pray this prayer? Say, God bless them this year. Come on. Blow their mind. Exceed their expectation. Bind the devil on every hand. Bless their house. Bless their going in and they coming out. Hook them up. Come on here. Come on here. Intercede for them right there. You ready? Let me show you something. The power of the intercessor can flip a situation. The power of the intercessor can make things change. One of the most powerful intercessors was Moses. The Bible lessons that when they built the golden calf and God said, I'm about to destroy them. I'm going to get rid of them. And Moses got between the people and God. And the Bible says in Exodus 32 and 11, but Moses sought the favor of the Lord his God. And because Moses prayed, not the people, Moses. Look at Exodus 32 and 14. This blesses me right here. Then the Lord relented and did not bring on his people the disaster he had. What did it mean? And then the Lord relented and God changed his mind. An intercessor can make things change suddenly. God, do me a favor. And because I asked God, because I got in his presence, not for myself, but for somebody else. and things are about to change. The one you just prayed for, if you believe that he's able to flip it, I need you to nudge them and say, things are about to change suddenly. Oh, come on, intercessor. I need you to say that thing with some power. Come on, tell them, things are about to change suddenly. Things are about to change suddenly. By this time next week, your next doctor visit will be a different report. That is the power of the intercessor. That is the power of the intercessor. You have to hear this one. You ready? What about individual prayer? That's the intercessor. But there are many of you all, you're going to have to pray for yourself. Where do you get that from? Hezekiah. In 2 Samuel 22. When the prophet comes and tell him, God said, get your house in order. You're going to die. God said, this is deep to me. God said, get your house in order. And the prophet came and said, God said it. And if God said it, it's a fact. But facts are the enemy of faith. And many of you all, you go more on facts than you do faith. God said, get your house in order. The prophet said it. In 2 Samuel 20:2, Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. Please listen. While the prophet is walking out, Hezekiah turns his face and starts praying. Before the prophet could leave the city, God said, turn around. Go back and tell him, here's my line and I need you to get it. Ready? In 2 Samuel 25, go back and tell Hezekiah, the ruler of my people, this is what the Lord, the God of your father, David says. I have heard your prayers. I didn't just hear you. I saw you. I have seen your tears. And because I heard you and because I see you, I'm going to heal you. Because I heard you and because I see you, I'm about to change your situation. For some of you all you have to do is, there's a sound that goes with prayer. There's a sound that goes with prayer. Let me kill something. Well, he knows my heart. Then bring it from your heart to your mouth and release it. There's a sound that goes with prayer. So let me tell you. So how did you learn how to pray? This is amazing. So I go away to college. I'm in Alabama State. And I'm in the South in the United States. And we're at a grocery store and we meet an old lady. This is in my book. Her name, we call her Mother Davis. Mother Davis meets us in the grocery store and says, the Lord sent me to meet you all, and my assignment is to teach you how to pray. Here's my address. Come to my house tonight, and we will be having a prayer meeting. You know, she's old. So we're thinking, if this old lady tries something, we're going to beat Granny down. We go to her house, and her house is not that clean. She doesn't have a television. All she has is a radio in her house. She says, my house is dedicated to prayer. It's not to make you comfortable. She says, now we're going to have what I call a shut-in. You're going to be with me all night. We're going to read an hour, and then we're going to pray an hour. We're going to read another hour, and then we're going to pray another hour. I was like, this is a lot of hours. Does it take God that long to hear you? We're going to read an hour, and we're going to pray an hour. if you get sleepy, I will wake you up. And she would walk over to us if we got sleepy, and she'll kick us. Get up and call on Jesus. I was like, this old woman is crazy. But she taught us how to go to different levels in prayer. She taught us how to shift in prayer. She taught us sometimes when you pray in the Holy Ghost, your tongues will become more violent. She says, because now you're going into territory and you're breaking through in some areas that the enemy was causing some resistance. She says, sometimes when you go up, you're going to become nervous. Your heart's going to begin to beat because your flesh can only handle so much glory. She says, but I need you not to give in to fear. And one time I was praying and she walked up to me. She said, go up higher. Go up higher, John. There's another level that you can go up to. And some of y'all need some people who could push you up higher. You need somebody who's not going to be intimidated with your elevation, who can encourage you to go up higher. She said, go on, go, 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 go. Go on up higher. Keep calling on them, John. Keep calling on them. And as I begin to go higher, I got scared. And when I came down and I opened my eyes, she looked at me and said, you got scared, didn't you? There was another level that you could have gone to. She taught us how to pray for hours. And there's a sound that goes with it. Watch me. We went to our dormitory and we had prayer meetings in our dormitory. We were so loud that the residence assistants would knock on the door and say, I'm sorry, but you guys have to tone it down. Because some of the other people in the dormitory were complaining about how loud we were. But we were zealous. They would knock on the door and I would open the door. They say, you all are too loud. I say, devil, you a liar. They put us out. Listen. They called security and put us out. Watch me. Ready? They made us leave, and guess what we did? We went to a football field where no one was, and we would go in the middle, and we would keep calling on Jesus. And what I'm saying to some of y'all, I'm gonna need you to be more persistent in your prayer life, like you're persistent in your occupation. I'm gonna need you to have a pit bull mentality that you're going to go after God. I need you to be like Jacob. I need you to wrestle until your name change. I need you to wrestle until your walk change. I need you to go up in the presence of God until your appearance change. Like you could be like Moses when he came down, he had to wear a veil because people couldn't stand to look at him. And I'm saying to some of y'all, the more you go up, your enemy can't look you in your face. For some of you already, so we did the individual. Let's do the circle, the prayer circle. Go to Mark 5, a prayer circle, a prayer circle that God would divinely begin to connect you with different people for you all to touch and agree together. The Bible said that this man by the name of Jairus, his son is sick. Then the report comes that his son is dead. He goes to the house. Ready? Mark 5, this is the prayer circle. He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, why all this commotion and wailing? And did he release a faith statement to come against the facts? The child is not dead, but sleep. Verse 40. But they laughed at him after he put them out, period. Everyone cannot be a part of your prayer circle. Some people, you need to speak, say a faith statement and watch their response. If their response is not a faith response, then you cannot go into prayer with them because they become part of your warfare. You say something that is off the chain. You say something that doesn't make any sense. If they throw their face back like, what are you saying right now? That is not a part of your circle. You do not need to go into any areas with them when it comes to prayer. You need someone that if you say something that doesn't make any sense, they grab that thing and they believe God with you. I need you to make sure that you're sitting in the right circle right now. Look to your left, look to your right, and just say, our year is about to be the best year of our life. Watch how they respond. If they don't respond correctly, your prayer circle. And for many of you all, I need you to be careful with your circle. You cannot share certain dreams and visions with people who have no faith. If they only gonna speak negative, you keep it. Have you noticed something? If God give you something, have you noticed something? When you speak it is when the warfare increase. Is it possible that you spoke it to the wrong individual? You cannot share your dreams with people who only have nightmares. You cannot share. Let me tell you something. I don't play with negative people. I was in my car one time and someone very close to me, I said something by faith and they began to talk negative. I stopped my car. I said, I'm sorry. You have to get out. Because you're affecting my faith. And I don't need this negative force coming against what I'm speaking. And this car is too close, is too small for you to have this much negative in my space. And some of y'all are trying to be nice when the devil is rude. And the violent take it by force. And there's some, watch me, I would rather be rude to you and get what I want than be nice to you and not get what God gave me. Let your neighbor say, choose your circle. So let's talk corporate. For everyone that is in the building that's listening right now, we're going to have a corporate prayer. There's one thing that you will look at if you go to the book of Judges. If you write these down, I can give them to you. If you study the book of Judges, there is one line, I think it's about six times, that you'll read it. Ready? Let's look at the screen. You can see it. Judges 3:9. And when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. Judges 3:15. But when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. Judges 4:3. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. Judges 6:6. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. Judges 10:10. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. The sound of prayer. Why did they have to keep crying? Because they kept going in circles. Write this down. Five S's. They would end up in sin. When they ended up in sin, they would offer up supplication. When they offered up supplication, God would raise up a deliverer who would do what? Bring salvation. When the deliverer brought salvation, they would then have a season of silence. No warfare. The problem is that they go right back to the first S, sin. Look at me. Some people can't have long periods of silence because you get comfortable and don't pray. Some people always have to have something coming up against them to keep the relationship because you can't be trusted with seasons of silence. I don't want to have to get sick to pray. I want him to know that he could trust me while I'm healthy to maintain our communication. So every time they just kept going in circles. But what I love about them, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, and he heard them, and delivered them. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, and he heard them, and he delivered them. Can I tell you something? Don't get tired of crying out to the Lord, thinking that you've messed up so bad that he can't hear you or see you. Keep calling on him. Keep calling on him. Keep calling on him. And they kept calling. If you don't mind, can I get three chairs on the stage? Three chairs. You ready? I want you to go to 2 Chronicles 17. There's a sound that goes with prayer. 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 Thank you. There's a sound that goes with prayer. Thank you. Great. Thank you. You ready? The Bible lets us know in 2 Chronicles 17 and 20, Jehoshaphat is the king at this time. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 17 and 10, the fear of the Lord fell on all the kingdoms of the land surrounding Judah, so that they did not go to war against Jehoshaphat. It's as if God put his hands up like this, closed everything tight, and said to all of their enemies, you can't touch them. No warfare. And for many of you all, certain things haven't hit you because the hand of God is over your life like this. You can't touch their house. You cannot touch their children. You can't touch their bodies. You cannot take their mind. God is literally, and it's not that the devil doesn't want to hit you, but God won't give him permission. You can't touch their prayer life. You can't touch their name. You can't touch their career. He protects you from danger seen and unseen. I don't have to see it for me to give him glory. Can I praise him? Wait. Can I praise him for what I'll never see? Everybody hear me. I need you now to release a praise like the hand of God is over your life and hold back the enemy from coming after you. Lift your hands and open your mouth and thank him for that right there. You ready? It's closed. It's closed. Look at me. Can't get through. Can't get through. Can't get past. There's no openings for the enemy to come through. Like he asked Satan, where are you? Oh, going to and fro, seeking whom I may devour. The devil desires to take you out, but God doesn't let it be so. Open your mouth for 5 more seconds and thank him for what you'll never see. What you'll never see. What the enemy wanted to do, but he won't even let it come near you. Come on, give me just a few more seconds. He wanted you to have an accident, but you'll never see it. He wanted you to have a heart attack, but you'll never see it. He wanted you to have a stroke, but you'll never see it. He wanted to kill your children, but you'll never see it. He wanted to mess with your spirituality, but you'll never see it. He wanted something treacherous to hit your house, but you'll never see it. Some of y'all have to see it before you give God glory. Can I get you to lift your hands and open your mouth for what you'll never see? You'll never see it. You'll never see it. You ready? You ready? Have a seat 1 minute. Have a seat 1 minute. And then God makes a conscious decision. I'm going to let some gaps come. And I'm going to allow the enemy to slip through. Coming in is not to kill you. Coming in is not to destroy you. But coming in is to draw you closer to me. Coming in is to increase your prayer life. Coming in is to test your faith. What do you mean? 2 Chronicles 20:1. After this, out of nowhere, hold the music for me 1 minute. The Moabites and the Ammonites with some of the Midianites came to wage war against Jehoshaphat. Out of nowhere. It's almost like he opened it up and now we have, watch me, this is good. You have three armies coming after one man. Why does it take so many to kill one? Everybody gotta get this. Here's the line I want you to get. Ready? Go to the next one. Some people came and told him, Jehoshaphat, watch me, a vast army is coming against you because you the king. And if they get the king, they'll get all of Judah. It's personal. Everybody hear me. Now I need you to hear me. If the devil get the pastor, he gets the church. If he gets the husband, he gets the wife. If he gets the wife, he gets the husband. If he get the parents, he get the children. If he get the friend, he affects the circle. If he gets the business owners, then he affects all the employees. If he gets the pillar in the family, then it begins to matriculate through the entire family. Back it up with scripture. Matthew 12:29. Or again, how can anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off his possession unless he first tie up the strong man? Then he can plunder the house. For many of you all, look at me. You are the light in your house. You are the salt in that house. You're the head of that house in the spirit realm. If the enemy get you, he coming through that house. And this is why the Lord sent me here on my last teaching session to let you know who you are. You are a mighty woman and man of God. You, my brothers and my sisters, this is why the enemy keep coming after you. Because if I could shut you down, I'll get your whole circle. If I shut you down, I'll get your children. If I affect the pastor, then I begin to affect all the people that are following him. This is why every member has to cover your leader. You have to pray for your shepherd. Because if his light go out, it'll affect everybody. A vast army is coming after you. So now what are you gonna do? I know that it's not just about me. So I'm gonna call a corporate prayer with everybody. I'm going to ask everybody to join me in prayer. And when you come, there's a sound that goes with prayer. I don't need you to come and spectate. I don't need you just to come and look. But I'm going to need you to open your mouth and add to the sound. What did I teach you last night? There's a sound that goes with worship. There's a sound that goes with prayer. It's like a rumble in the jungle. It's like the ground is shaking and the enemy can hear that we have gotten together and what he's planning won't work. The gaps are open, but there's a sound. Do me a favor. Everyone that's in this building and watching online, open your mouth and just begin to call on Jesus. 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 Jesus, 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 you ready? You ready? In 2 Chronicles 20:3, alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord. He proclaimed a fast in all Judah. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Everybody gets together. Everybody gets gotten together. Watch me, watch me. And Jehoshaphat stand as the leader and begin to open his mouth. Now I need you to pay attention. In America, I need you to hear me now. Men are not known for prayer. We read the scripture, call for the moaning women, call for the travailing women. So a lot of shepherds don't pray. They can preach, but they can't pray. They can teach, but they don't have a prayer life. So I had to get my prayer mantle from a woman, which should have never happened. Because when a man goes to a woman to get a mantle, he not only gets the mantle, but sometimes he gets her mannerisms. He gets the way she holds her hand. He gets the way that she stands with her hands on her hip. So now your prayer can't be heard because too many people are watching the way you handle yourself. But had you come under a strong man, then you could have been Elisha getting the mantle of Elijah. This is why God is raising up men who know how to pray. Because there's a sound when men open their mouths. Ladies, if you don't believe me, watch this. Every man in the building, women, don't say a word. I need every man in the building to get ready to release a sound in here that shake foundations. I need one man to be Paul and another to be Silas. And when we cry, the earth shake. When we cry, gates open. When we cry, chains are broken. Every man in the building, on the count of three, release a shout to God. Wait. Like you shouting for your house. Like you're shouting for your business. Like you're shouting for your village. 1, 2, 3. You mighty men of God. Oh, ho, ho. I need every woman to thank God for every man that just shouted for you. So Jehoshaphat starts praying. It starts with prayer. When Jehoshaphat starts praying, then after prayer, a word is released. The word doesn't come until after prayer. The word doesn't come first, prayer comes first, and then heaven opens up and releases a word. But the word is not released until after prayer. For those of you all that are seeking the Lord for a word, have you prayed first? After prayer, verse 14, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel. Slide down to verse 17. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions. Underline that in your Bible. Take up your positions and don't change. Stand firm. Stand firm. Take up your positions and stand firm. While you're standing, open your eyes to see the deliverance that the Lord will give you. Oh, Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. But whatever you do, don't change your position. Remain a prayer warrior. You ready? After the word is released, hear me clearly. You can't just hear a word and not respond to it. You cannot just hear a word and not respond to it. First there's prayer, then there's a word. After there's a word, then there's worship. First there's prayer, then there's a word. After the word, then there's worship. First there's prayer, then there's a word. After the word, then there's worship. What's the worship? Let's go. Jehoshaphat bowed down with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down in worship before the Lord. Now I need your attention. We are entering a day that leaders don't hit their face. We're entering a day that we let people worship, but we don't worship. Pastors don't worship. Bishops don't lay on floors. Prophets, when the last time you hit the floor? Because the word should make all of our knees buckle. And the Bible says first there's prayer, then there's a word. After there's a word, then there's worship. Everyone on the sound of my voice, hear the word of the Lord. This battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. All you have to do is keep getting up. Keep living. Open your eyes and you're going to see God do exactly what you prayed for. If you receive that, first there was prayer, then there's a word. After the word, then there's worship. Lift your hands and worship God for the word for 10 seconds. First there's prayer, then there's a word. After the word, then there's worship. First there's prayer, then there's a word. Then after the word, then there's worship. And then after worship, then there's praise. Stop. First there's prayer, then there's a word. After the word, then there's worship. And then the worshipers set off the praisers. And some Levites stood up and praised the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. There's a sound. There's a sound that goes with prayer. There's a sound that goes with worship. And there's a sound that goes with praise. Let's go to order. First there's prayer, then there's a word. After the word, then there's worship. After worship, then there's a loud praise. Let's back up. First there's prayer, then heaven speak, there's a word. He can't lie. If he said it, it has to come to pass. We walk by faith and not by sight. Whatever he speak, it has to accomplish exactly what he said it's going to do. So we worship him and we haven't even fought yet. Then as we worship him, then praise begins to set off in the camp. In other words, it starts getting loud and we haven't even saw our enemy yet. You get it? A sound. Everybody say a sound. Come on again, say a sound, a sound, a sound, a sound, a sound. Now ready?
Here we go. Everybody stand to your feet. And as they begin to release their sound, the Lord, pay attention, calls an ambush. Set an ambush. Bring the scripture up. This is in 22. As they begin to sing and praise the Lord set an ambush against the men of Amnon and Moab and Mount Seir who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. Whatever. They began to praise God, watch me, that their enemies became confused and they turned on each other. Only thing we had to do was release our sound. As we releasing our sound, witches are turning on each other. Certain demons begin to turn on each other. You ready? Watch me. As they begin to, watch me, release that sound. Here we go again. Ready? Let's go. When the men of Judah came to the place that overtook the desert and looked towards the vast army, they saw only dead bodies. Everybody say dead bodies. Lying on the ground, no one had escaped. In other words, what's about to be slain would not be your issue anymore. So Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off, everybody say, their plunder. These are things that you don't have to pay for that God's about to give you. But it only started in prayer. After it started in prayer, you got a word. After you got a word, you went into worship. After you went into worship, you went into praise. After you went into praise, then you got your victory. Let's stop again. First you prayed, then you got a word. After you got a word, you went into worship. After you went into worship, you went into praise. After you went into praise, then you got your victory. Everybody look, out of these three things, we see a lot in church. We see worship. We see the preacher get up and release a word. We hear praise. We don't hear a lot of prayers. In the United States, Africa, I need y'all to hear me. We hear about your prayer lives. We hear, watch me, if we want to buy something, we don't go to God. We go to the bank. We don't even pray about it. We go straight to the bank. You go straight to God. We get sick. Ready? We look for our insurance card. So we can go to the doctor and we let the doctor tell us what we have. And we accept what the doctors say as if our doctor is God. But not in Africa. You go to God. We hear about your prayer life. We hear how you pray for hours. I was in Ghana and they prayed for 48 hours straight. Please hear me. Hear me clearly. We don't pray for 48 hours in the United States. I do a 12-hour prayer meeting once a year, and they are worn out. You want truth? We don't even do this. We don't do this. You guys going to be in here, what is it, 8 days? Morning, afternoon, and night. You know what we say? The blood of Jesus. The devil is a liar. But you look at us and you think we blessed. You only looking at stuff, but you don't see the spirit in America. And some of y'all want to be so much like Americans, but you got to give up something to get what they have. I came from America to beg you, please. Please don't change on us. Look at me. Look at me. Hear me clearly. Your testimonies are coming across the water. We are hearing how God is responding to the cry that is going on in Africa. Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. So why does he send me? So why does he send me to Africa? Because in America, I am known as the praying pastor. Because for the last 12 years, we've had prayer meetings at 4 a.m. in the morning. Twice a month, every second and fourth Tuesday. I don't care if it's 40 below zero, we still come to prayer. I don't care if it's snow, we still come to prayer. When the Lord first told me to call this prayer meeting, I was like, nobody's coming to this. I started singing an old song, just the two of us. To my surprise, over 100 people showed up. We were in one of our smaller buildings, and at 4 a.m. the Lord said to me, walk from this building and go to your larger building to make more room for people to come to prayer. I went from a building that could seat 200 to a building that could seat 1,100. And before the pandemic, we averaged between 600 to 700 people that would come to prayer at 4 o'clock in the morning. You want to hear something? Where did you get this from? Because I heard about the prayer life of Africa. I heard that you could pray for years. And there are so many Americans that are going to look at this video on YouTube. They cannot see me. They need to hear you. I came to usher your sound across the water. I am the intercessor that get between America and you. And I say, drag this sound. Drag this persistence and release it over America. I need y'all to hear me. You are valuable and don't even know it. You are heavy in the spirit and don't even realize it. We're about to build up words of adoration. And before we do that, hold the organ. Do me a favor. Everyone take your phone out and I need you to write down one prayer request that you want God to do for you within 30 days. Within 30 days. Within 30 days. Come on, I got 9 minutes. Hurry up. Ira Sheke Rosso Torebi Andanabasi Batantorabosiki Hiloshi Urandanamasa. It is like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning in America. Do you not know that they are up watching your service right now? Because I told them that we're about to have a prayer meeting. So they got up to hear what prayer sound like. Prepare yourselves. Clear your throat. Shake sleepiness off of you. Tell tiredness to leave you. Do me a favor. Once you have that thing written down, lift it up to the Lord. This is your supplication. This is your petition. Just tell God, here it is. Here it is. Come on, say, here it is. Here it is. Speak by faith, and it shall come to pass. Okay. You ready? We're not going to ask for anything yet. I need everyone to begin to open your mouth and speak words of adoration. Go. We honor you. We magnify you. You are great. You're God. You're mighty. You're excellent. You're holy. And there is no one like you. You are supreme. You are mighty. You are strong. You are excellent in all of your ways. And we call you holy. Come on, let's go. We call you magnificent. We call you awesome. We call you a great God, a mighty God. Hey, America, listen. Listen to the sound. Turn your volume up if you're in America and listen to the sound. We honor you. We glorify you. You are great. You are awesome. Hey, America, swing these cameras around and let America see how the people are praying. You are holy. You are holy. You are great. You are great. You are mighty. You are strong. You are excellent. You are magnificent. And there is no one like you. You are our God. You are our Savior. You are our deliverer. You are our healer. You are our way maker. Come on, push for a few more seconds. Push for a few more seconds. Push for a few more seconds. Hey, America, listen. Hey, America, listen to this. Hey, America, listen to this. Come on. That's our adoration. Let's go with confession. Forgive us of anything that we've done. Forgive us of anything that we've done. Forgive us of any act that we acted upon. Forgive us of any thought. Forgive us of any behavior. Come on, we confess it. We are not perfect, but we are your sheep. We are your people. We are your children. Forgive us. Forgive us. We clear the atmosphere. We will not walk in shame. We will not walk in guilt. We will not walk in condemnation. The atmosphere is clean. The atmosphere is cleared. The atmosphere is cleared. We are a forgiven people. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. And the children of Nigeria cried unto the Lord. Hey, ready? Let's go into thanks. Everybody, begin to thank God for what he's already done. Hey, America, did you notice it got a little louder? Did you notice it got a little louder? Cameraman, I need you to swing the camera on the audience, not on me. I need people to see this around the world. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you, you're a provider. We thank you, you're Jehovah Jireh. We thank you for calling us. We thank you for cleaning us. We thank you for sanctifying us. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Ready? Now lift up your supplication. Lift it up like you've given it to God. And we present our request to you. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or even think, we give it to you. We cast our cares. We cast our cares. We give it to you. We lay aside every weight. We lay aside every weight. We lay aside every weight. You are able to do exceedingly abundantly. Give it to them, and it will be left in the building. That is, you did it before, you'll do it again. You did it before, you'll do it again. You did it before, you'll do it again. A, adoration, check. C, confession, check. T, thanks, check. S, supplication, check. You ready? Everybody say, in Jesus' name. Now ready. Now listen, what's next? Listen, what's next? Now it's intercession. You're going to hear me say a word. The word you're going to hear me say is shift. When I say shift, that means that you go to somebody else. We got 3 minutes. I need everybody to turn to one person, hold your petition in one hand, and grab them with that other hand. You ready? And you're about to watch me. You're not going to pray for you. You are going to intercede for the hand you're holding. When I say shift, you're going to go find somebody else. Listen to this. Why are we doing this? Because some of you all need backup. You need somebody who can touch and agree with you in the spirit realm. And God has sent you in the building with somebody who's not intimidated by what's in your hand. God has put you in the building with people who are going to believe that God is able to do anything. You ready? Start praying for that. Go. Hook them up. Bless them. Do it for them immediately. Blow their mind. Exceed their expectation. Ora basheke. Rosoto rebi andani andani andorabo siki andi. Botodoria. Hey cameraman, show the audience. Show the audience. Show the audience. Ora mama se. We intercede for our sister. We intercede for every single parent. We intercede for our children. We intercede for our pastor. We intercede for our city. You ready? Shift! Go find somebody else. Keep the sound going. 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 Pray in the Holy Ghost. Rosoto. Hirese roto. Baseke rataraba, besheyando rosoto, hike randala baseke, rosoto rebianda, bosoko rebianda. Come on y'all, we got one more shift. You ready? Shift! Keep the sound in the building, keep the sound in the building, keep the sound in the building. Hey America! Hey America! Orobo seke, rosoto rebiande, bochototo, hisheke anda, batataraba seke, hikorebi anda, masanto rebe, hikorebi anda, we go runda the bose, hisheke, come on, come on, push! 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 Obababa seke, push! Come on here! I'm walking through your sound. Hey, mama say, he seke ando seke, he koroso torebe, he korondo rabo si ande, shokorebe si ando. Few more seconds. I feel another shift. I hear the Lord say there's another shift. This your last one. Shift. This your, keep the sound in the building. 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 There it is. Hey ma. Besheke. Bashatara mase. Hikatara mama seke, rosoto rebi ande, hikorebe, hishoto, the devil is defeated, 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 God is glorified, God is glorified, God is glorified. Africa! Release your sound! He is able! 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 He is able to do exceedingly! He is able, he is able, he is able to do abundantly. Hit the airways. Hit the internet. Somebody's at home watching. Answer now. Answer now. If If you're watching, put your hand on your screen. He's the God that sees. He's the God that hears. He's the God that answers. He's the God that sees. He's the God that hears. He's the God that answers. Now don't play with me. If you believe what you prayed for, if you believe that He is God, if you believe that He is able, let that hand go and get ready to release your sound of victory. 1, 2, 3. Release the sound of triumph. Come on, Nigeria. Release your sound. Release, blow the trumpet in Zion. The trumpet in Zion. Lift your hands and begin to worship God that is already done. You did your adoration. You did your confession. You offered up your thanks. You released your supplication, and now you've given Him intercession. He sees, He hears, and He answers. Hear the Lord. I see you. I've heard you. And now I will answer you. I will answer you. There it is. You ready? Now everyone listen. I've obeyed God. I did everything He told me to do. I've given you everything that I have. I've gutted myself. I've poured myself out. I haven't slept more than 3 to 4 hours because I kept staying awake, tossing and turning over Nigeria. I'm about to get on the plane and go back home. I ask you, my brothers and my sisters, stretch your hands towards me. Look at me. I submit to your sound. Intercede. 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 Pray in the Holy Ghost. Intercede. Intercede. Give me a few more seconds. Just take the music down. I need to hear them. I need to hear them. I need to hear them. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Oh my. Rosoto. Iraseke. Rosoto rebe. Bashaya masande. You ready? Get your mic. Lay your hands on my head. And you pray for me.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, as your son, your servant has come into this nation and released a deposit, let that deposit that has entered into us be multiplied in us, and we impart that multiplied grace into you. By this time next year, it will be an act of favor for you to be at Wafbeck 2023. For the nations of the earth shall be seeking for you. Every nation in this continent will summon your anointing. Africa will become the headquarters of your ministry. Father, we thank you for this. Let him go back into America. Magretush Ningete Sabah. Vrata Shabai. Yes, Lord. And let his voice be the loudest voice in that nation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.